Welcome to Connection Point, GovConnections podcast series focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, IT optimization, data management, and much more. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and today we focus on managing email systems. As we all know, these systems are critical to all organizations, especially since so much info is shared and managed by email these days. In fact, many states and even school districts, they're currently in the process of or have already enacted laws and rules regarding email and student information. Over in government, there are strict rules around email communication, public access, and records maintenance. So these and other challenges are really critical to the business continuity within the public sector. And what we're going to do on today's episode of Connection Point is going to do a deep dive into the business continuity features of today's leading email platform, and that would be Exchange Server 2007. Joining me, Todd Ross. He is a member of the professional services team. He is also a VMware VCP, an HP Master ASA SAN architect, and an HP ASA Blade Systems and MCSE 2003. It's a big business card, lots of information to share with us, and Todd, appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, James.
A lot of folks are evaluating Exchange Server 2007. We still have a good base out there on 2000 and 2003. I know in talking to a lot of IT folks, one of the features, if you will, within Server 2007 is some of the business continuity features. We all still live and die by email. And what I want to do as we start off here is have you give us a brief overview of really how Exchange 2007 supports business continuity and what's different now as opposed to the previous versions I mentioned.
So we came from Server 2003, in which we had something known as just the Microsoft clustering. In 2007, that's been named single copy clusters. So familiar technology, still available in 2007. But really more exciting, three new additions to business continuity within Exchange 2007. And the first of which I'm going to talk about is something called LCR, also known as local continuous replication. And what's really nice about LCR is that it's something that can be applied to even a standard version of Exchange. So maybe some of our SMB folks out there, some of the SMB customers, looking to get some of the benefits of business continuity with Exchange 2007 can now take advantage of something known as LCR. And basically all LCR really does is local to the server, and when I'm talking about the server, we're really talking about the mailbox role here. With LCR, we can essentially mirror our database to another set of disks within that server. So really, LCR is just a second set of disks. That may be another RAID controller we have there, where we're just mirroring the active database and we have a passive database. Now, one of the other advantages of using LCR is that with the passive database, that's something that we can actually perform our backups off of. So instead of impacting the active database, any active I.O., we know Exchange can be pretty heavy in the I.O., we can actually do our backups, perform our tape backups on the passive database or the copy that LCR is replicating for us, and you know take away some of that impact.
And again, LCR is one of three types of continuous replication that's available on Exchange 2007. You were saying small, medium-sized businesses, that might be more directed to them. Two other types, there's CCR, cluster continuous replication. Who is that really focused for? How might a IT shop decide this is the type of replication that we might want to take advantage of?
So with cluster continuous replication, that is a two-node solution, and that does require the Enterprise Edition of Exchange, so perhaps a little bit more expensive, but the biggest advantage that I see with cluster continuous replication is shared storage is not required. So maybe where that was a barrier before for some customers that wanted to implement, the only thing that was available to them was the standard clustering with 2003. With Exchange 2007, we no longer need shared storage. We can set up replication between two nodes and we have an active node, and we have a failover node. And again, this is typically local. That's really what it's designed for. We can stretch it out to a remote site, if you will, but it's really designed for local replication. And again, the shared storage requirement, which was big with previous versions of Exchange, is no longer required.
And then let's detail the third, SCR, which is standby continuous replication.
So this is one of the more interesting ones, and this was introduced with Service Pack 1. Standby continuous replication is a feature that is available across all editions, so even customers that are using the standard edition of Exchange can take advantage of standby. SCR is a little bit more of a failover process. So a manual failover process, where you have replication going on between two nodes designed for remote replication. So you may have a primary site, your active site, where you've got a single node. You can apply SCR to a server that's doing local continuous replication and implement standby continuous replication at a remote site. One of the biggest advantages with SCR is its ability to have multiple targets. So if you have multiple sites that you want to replicate your Exchange database to, you have that option with SCR. So the terminology that Microsoft likes to use is source and target. So source being the active database, target being the passive database. And you can have one or multiple targets with SCR.
Again, these three types of continuous replication available in Exchange Server 2007, LCR, CCR, SCR. There are third-party products available. I've actually had the opportunity to be on some live webcasts with some companies that do offer this type of technology as opposed to utilizing what comes with Server 2007. Hoping you can give us maybe one or two advantages, one or two disadvantages of working with or choosing some of these third-party solutions.
Okay, so the first solution that I really want to talk about is a product by a company called DoubleTake. DoubleTake is a replication solution that's been around for several years now. It's been through several iterations, and of course it's been enhanced over the years. And DoubleTake basically works by assuming the identity of the failed server in the event of an actual catastrophe or a site failure. DoubleTake can be used locally, so you could have two nodes running DoubleTake on your mailbox server, or what it's typically used for is remote site failover. So you want to have either across town or maybe across the country where you've got your second node running DoubleTake. DoubleTake can be a little bit pricey. One of the things that you have to evaluate, and I think you alluded to that at the very beginning, that we depend on email so completely, businesses can fail with or without their email. So I think that's something you want to look at. The other product that I'll talk a little bit about is ExoSoft. It was acquired by Computer Associates a few years ago, and they also have an Exchange option. There are several editions of ExoSoft, and they have an Exchange option with near instantaneous failover as well.
Let's do this. As, again, back to some of the IT folks I talk to, I know as they're evaluating their networks, they know that a lot of things in the IT shop are changing. Virtualization, a big push these days, and it's not just on servers anymore. It's virtualizing applications, storage, things like that. How is that movement towards virtualization, these virtualized environments, what impact does that have on folks when they think about now upgrading to something like Exchange Server 2007?
Well, the first thing I would say is that with companies like VMware, and certainly VMware is the premier, but you have a couple of other up-and-coming virtualization technologies as well. But really what virtualization is going to do for us, and I should also state that being a 64-bit application, Exchange Server 2007 can now take advantage of large amounts of memory and virtualization technologies when you create your VM to install that mailbox server, and you can give it lots of memory. So the barrier to virtualizing Exchange has really been removed. Add to that the fault tolerance features and being able to recover Exchange quickly from a failure, it can be significantly enhanced in a virtualized environment. So let me give you a couple of examples. VMware just came out with a new edition of their premier product, and it's been renamed vSphere. So vSphere 4 is the current edition of VMware ESX and vCenter. They introduced a feature known as VMware Fault Tolerance, and I think that's one of the most exciting features introduced with this new edition. And basically what VMware Fault Tolerance gives you the ability to do is by simply right-clicking on the VM that is hosting your mailbox server, you right-click, menu pops up, and you enable fault tolerance. It's an actual menu choice. In the background, what VMware is going to do is on a secondary physical node, it's going to create another copier, or essentially a clone of that VM. It's going to point to your shared storage. So both of these nodes are going to point back to the shared storage where that VM resides, and in the event of a catastrophic failure of that node, fault tolerance will immediately take over and you're up and running. Now, of course, with VMware, we've had something known as HA, or high availability, similar, but you have downtime. So really the way HA works is if you have a catastrophic failure of a node, VMware will restart the VM. So there is, you know, some time before that VM actually comes up. Third thing I'll talk about from a site failure, so you have a catastrophic failure of a site, your entire data center, for instance, and VMware introduced a product called Site Recovery Manager. And Site Recovery Manager actually allows you to completely recover a site. So all the VMs, for instance, just as an example, all the VMs that you would need to support Exchange, Site Recovery Manager automates those VMs coming online, and then, you know, as those VMs come online, perhaps your mailbox server comes up, your hub transport, your communications, and so forth.
Hey, Todd, thanks so much for the information and the chat today. And as we've discussed, email, again, essential to government and education, and GovConnection can help you leverage your email by providing a range of Exchange implementation services. Their experienced engineers can help you plan and implement new Exchange environments, migrate from prior versions, or migrate from other messaging platforms. If you want any more information about Exchange or any other IT services or offerings, you can contact your GovConnection account manager. You can also go online to govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us.